8 o'clock on the dot, Principal James Polo lines up his students for the start of the school day. Like many schools around the world, the day begins by raising the flag to the national anthem. But this is no normal day. For the students of the George Washington School in Port-au-Prince, it is the first day of school since the earthquake that devastated Haiti more than 2 months ago. Principal Polo told us the Ministry of Education has mandated the curriculum during the first 2 weeks be about the earthquake. He told us teachers will not only talk about the quakes and aftershocks, but what to do when they happen, because in Haiti, an earthquake can strike at any time. There also will be time for students to tell personal stories about the traumas they have lived through. Not all schools are ready to open. The Republic of the United States High School was under construction a few days before the scheduled opening. Architect and engineer Jocelyn Morant said he was probably a week or more from completion. There has been a shortage of building materials in the country, especially wood. At the Small Borders of Jesus School, students and teachers were happy to see one another after the long break. Principal Roland Fils de Clerval said he has received no assistance or instructions from the Ministry of Education. He said he heard about the school opening on the radio like everyone else. He told us there would be no classes today, just a chance for school personnel to meet and plan a course of action. We walked through a neighborhood and saw many children not in school. Daniela Marcelin has two children. She said she has no money to prepare their school uniforms and has heard nothing from their school. Officials acknowledge that with much of the country still in chaos, there is no way of knowing how many schools can actually open or if children will be able to attend. Since the earthquake, starting anything in Haiti is a slow, cumbersome process. But for many of Haiti's school children, today was a fresh start. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Port-au-Prince.